Blog Talk Radio.
It's 2018, and if you're not listening to Totally Driven Radio,
you have failed this city.
Now and more with host Magic Mike Ferrara. I don't know what the heck happened tonight. I come in to do a show and the damn thing does not work. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a glitch from Blog Talk, which it probably was. But man, I am telling you, I didn't think I was going to get on the air tonight. We were having major problems to start this first show. Yeah, it's crazy tonight. But hopefully everything is flowing, and hopefully we're going to check to see, make sure I'm on the air and I'm talking to you guys. This is crazy. All right, I am on the air, so tonight's show is going to be a good one. I hope everybody's out there listening to this show. And let's do what I was going to do. I'll welcome you guys the proper way. And welcome to Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 117. And the number tonight is 718-508-9883. That is the number. And, of course, we're sponsored by Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. Get driven, stay driven, go to Totally Driven TV to check out .tv to check out everything. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Totally Driven TV and Totally Driven Radio. We have a YouTube channel, and check us out on Instagram. And you know, of course, if you want to listen to us live, all you have to do to listen to us live, like I said, guys, all you have to do is just follow us on Spreaker, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, Spotify. We're all over the place. Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. So, guys, I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, hopefully I'll have a guest on, because I did promise a big guest tonight. So I'm going to just take a commercial break and clean everything up. And when we get back, I promise I have a special guest tonight. I promised he would be here. Hopefully he calls in. And I'm going to put the show in the commercials. Guys, this is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 117.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Totally Driven Radio. And I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma, hashtag love the addict, hashtag you are loved, hashtag you need something.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the black, my beer. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our... It's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes' native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Okay, guys, we are back. This is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 117. And I am proud to just have this man on the show. I promised you a big-time wrestler, and I got him. He wrestles from the UWA Elite, which is based out in Jersey. I met him in 2012. We'll get to that. But right now, I'm going to welcome in. He is the superstar, John Rome.
Mike, oh, thank you so much for the honor. I really appreciate this, man. We're going way back. And, here we go.
Yeah, and how about this? How about this? How about we do this one? How about the newly elect superstar, John Rome, goes into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
This Saturday night in a big ceremony. It's going to be live from Holy Trinity Church, 90 Leonard Avenue, South River, Jersey. For more information, please visit www.uwaelite.com. How's that one?
Oh, beautiful. Oh, it was every wrestler wants to be in a Hall of Fame one day just to show how much work you put into it, but when they told me I'm going in it, I didn't believe it because it took a few days, and then I saw the video package that the wonderful staff in UWA Elite, I'd like to thank Tech, who did amazing work on that, over 1,000 views under 7 days. It was just, I can't believe how many people are reaching out to me, and you especially. You were one of the first people to reach out to me and said, congratulations, John, you deserve it. I've been in the business for 14 years. I never took time off. I never took years off. Like some wrestlers do, you know, they need a little break. I never did a break. I just kept going for 14 years straight. I was 14 when I had my first professional wrestling match in ECPW in Lake Hiawatha back in 2003. And here we are today. Going on. All the same.
About 2003. And my career began later. My career began in 2008. But 2003, okay. I was going to ask you that. You started wrestling for Geno.
Yeah.
How did you get what made you want to do this, and how did you get to try wrestling?
Well, as much as, you know, I love my brother, I hate my brother sometimes, Jeremiah, who will be inducting me into the Hall of Fame. I can't believe he agreed to do that. We've been going back and forth for over a year now, feuding. But
I've been out of the loop. I was gonna say
I've been out of the loop.
The last show that I went to, I believe was right at the festival, and it was a great show. It was a memorial to the late great Mike Davis, which I want to talk about that in a little bit too. Couple of things I want to touch on, but what I was going to talk about. So I'm out of the loop. So I know your brother Jeremiah very well, because Jeremiah was the one that got into Magic's head at one time.
Yes.
And I remember that whole fiasco.
Oh,
you know, it's
God.
Funny. And I got to tell you a funny story. I had no clue that was your brother. I thought that was under a different name. Yeah, at one time, I saw Jeremiah Rome, and I was like, oh, maybe John Rome's doing a different gimmick now. And meanwhile, I find out by magic that that's your brother. So.
Well, the funny story, going way back to your first question, was, how did I get into this company? Long story short, how it happened, my brother was a big wrestling fan, was watching Raw back in, like, 93 is when I remember, and I saw Shawn Michaels. I'm like, oh, Shawn Michaels, he's he thought he was such a good looking guy, and he's a real like badass, and but he got all the girls. I'm like, oh, I want to be just like him. But it's just, I'm like, I want to watch Raw because of him. Shawn Michaels was the reason I really got into wrestling. And then I saw Bret Hart, who's my second favorite wrestler. I saw how he wrestles. I'm like, wow, Bret and Shawn are like the best things going in this company. I got to watch it every Monday. And there I was, just a little kid at the time. My brother would always watch Raw. Never watched WCW. Always Raw guys. You know, watched WWF at the time. Kept watching it. And then years down the road, after the Attitude Era and all that stuff, my brother and I were watching, just skimming through the channels. And on the local access channel, Channel 21, I remember, it was just like, do you want to become a professional wrestler? And we were like, oh. And this is Gino, ECPW promotion, was doing local access channels. So every like Thursday, I think they were doing it, or Wednesday, they were doing it. Like at 10 o'clock, they were doing it. And then they had a commercial come up. Like, do you want to become a professional wrestler? And we're like, yeah. And like, well, are you 14 to 18? I'm like, oh, I was at the time.
Now
like, you can
now
become a professional wrestler.
Hold on one second. Now you're talking to the TV?
Yeah, it answered all my, like, when I said something, it responded back to me. It was really a personal message. I mean, are you 18 through being adult? And my brother's like, yeah. And we're like, yeah, we are. Well, why don't you come on down to Lake Hiawatha, New Jersey, East Coast Pro Wrestling. You can learn to become a wrestler. I'm like, no way. No way. And, man, I was a fat kid at the time. My brother was, I mean, he's not in the best shape either, but he was a lot more heavier back in the day. But because all we did was play No Mercy and WrestleMania 2000 on N64.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just playing,
oh, yeah.
We're doing action figures all the time. And then, like, there's way there's a place that teaches you how to become a wrestler. And lo and behold, I lost easily, like, 40 pounds within my first month of being there because they worked you. ECPW was
no
joke.
I was going to ask you, who trained you when you were down there?
Yep, it was Gino Caruso, was definitely my head coach. I learned from a lot of other wrestlers. Red Hot Russ was a big one who always came on the junior side of the ECPW area and always asked questions and always told stories and told what we should do right. Mo Sexton, big one too as well. He was a big help. There's a lot of people that just wanted to see the junior division, which I was in at the time, because 14, 18, you're in the junior division. They wanted to see us rise up above you know, we had one match, and it was only, like, two wrestlers at the time. You know, it was, like, me, Melissa Stripes, Flash Jennings, Brian Bombay, Joey Hedges, Robbie Roller, just to throw a few names out there, Eric Alvarado, oh, I can't forget about that one. And so Gino would say, all right, guys, whoever does the best training during the week is going to have their match on the next taping. So only two people, usually. Sometimes we did a tag match, sometimes we did singles, but whatever it was, we have to really push ourselves to make sure we get on that taping. And you got to have good grades, which was a big thing, like Gino did. We have to have, if we didn't have good grades, you weren't allowed to be on the shows. So I'm like, well, and I mean, they worked you. Like, I remember when, so I started training in April of 2003. My first match was September. So everybody goes through like a 6-month training. So Bump City, get your ass kicked through everybody. So when it came to my birthday, my first birthday in wrestling, they had all the adults and juniors line up in a line. So about 30, because there's adults training at the time as well. They all lined up, and here I am. I just turned 14 because I was technically I was 13 when I started. Oh geez, that's a crazy thing about. But they had me line up in the. They had all the wrestlers line up. They hold my arms into the buckle and they chop me.
And by the way, I'm going to just break in. I'm going to break in for a second and say, that is why you don't tell anybody your birthday.
No. Well, the big thing was like, oh, it's my birthday, Gino. And oh, it's your birthday. It wasn't even because of that. Everybody knew my birthday was before the day before Halloween. I was talking about it, you know, what I want to do, like a wrestling birthday party. So it was all word of mouth. And then literally 30 guys lined up. Here I am, a 14-year-old kid getting chopped by adults who were huge muscles. I was getting my ass kicked as 14. And that's why I take the word respect very seriously, because I learned what respect was on my birthday. Because I don't like you hear about it, you hear it, but no, I earned a lot of respect from people because I took over 30 some chops. People holding my hands down in the buckle, getting chops with no shirt on. I was a twig back then. I was 130, and I was getting my ass kicked. And now, like, I take that word respect and how much it means to me now, and like disrespect is something I don't like. Oh, drives me crazy. But that's how I started.
Well, I was just gonna say about that. You hear that word get thrown around, disrespect, and that's a big word in wrestling. But before we get to all that, so now you're in wrestling, and what do you call? I know a lot of people that started with Gino Caruso, and I know and I have a lot of friends that still wrestle for Gino to this day.
I recommend any wrestler go to him, hands down.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Right, Lake Hiawatha, yeah, especially him
Hiawatha,
and Crazy Ivan. How about Crazy Ivan?
Oh yeah.
And I love all the wrestlers that he has, and of course I'm gonna have Gino on the show. I haven't worked out a date yet, but I spoke to him and I gotta get him on because Gino is a great guy, and he
absolutely,
you know what a lot of people I know they bash him, but I love Gino. I can't say much.
There's no
but
bashing whatsoever.
I'll tell you another funny story. I got to tell you this one because I don't know if you heard this one. So the year's 2012, and everybody at home play along because you could vision it. So it's a Saturday night, and I get a phone call, and I pick up the phone. I say hello, and I hear, "Hey, Mikey, yeah, what's up, Magic? What are you doing tomorrow?" "Nothing. Why?" "You want to come out with me to Jersey? I got to go wrestle on the show." I said, "Okay." He goes, "Yeah, I'll pick you up tomorrow, all right?" I said, "All right." So next day comes. He comes and gets me. We go out to Sayreville, New Jersey. So Magic goes, "Yeah." So we put in – so Magic puts the address in the GPS. So it comes up.
I know where you're going.
And all of a sudden, a house comes up. And Magic says, "Yo, Mikey, this doesn't look like the place." So I said,
God.
"Magic, that's what it's saying. It's saying an address." So Magic says, you know, and I'm gonna drop a name. Corvus Fear told Magic about this new company. I don't think it was new at the time, but it was around. But Magic, this
for
is gonna be Magic,
yeah.
Right? Well, Magic, this was Magic's first time there. So, and Biggie Biggs. Chop Daddy,
yep.
Biggie Biggs was gonna be there. So we came in and we saw him outside. So he goes, "Hey, baby, what's up? You know, pure." He goes, "So Magic goes, I think we're ready to leave." He goes, "Why?" He goes, "This looks like a backyarders company. We can't do this." You know, so then someone stopped us and we saw somebody and they said, no, this is legit. You know, this is Dave Swan and, you know,
yep.
So. So now we did the – so now Magic and Biggie did the taping, and we were there, and Magic spoke to Dave about me coming with him, and Biggie was on board, and we did a couple of tapings, and I can't remember. I think – I don't remember. I know one of them was the Action Zone. Is that correct?
Yes, Action Zone, yeah.
The Action Zone. And there was
an
All-Star, that's right. So there was that's right. So there were two of those, and I remember looking for your name. It was like I felt like I was in the WWF tapings. It was like, wow, these guys are pretty cool. And so this story is funny because I tell this story a lot, and it includes you. So I remember you and I were standing there one day before our matches, and we started. I was bullshitting with you. We were talking about your favorite wrestlers, and Bret Hart came to mind, Shawn Michaels. And you had, you know, I didn't know that we would be working against each other. And
yeah.
You know, people know that when I started with the Fat Boys in training. And I remember we used to come out and the commentators used to be commentating. I used to hear them. And everything was cool. And you came out with Brandon the Bull. And,
yeah.
of course, there were wonderful matches with you against Magic. Or Brandon against Magic, and I was in the other side of the corner. And you used to come out in pink, which I'll tell you, you wore pink very well. I thought Bret Hart wore pink well, but you did. You wore pink absolutely.
It's in my blood.
Yeah, you were fabulous.
Always.
And I remember a couple of times I used to come out and I used to taunt you. I used to have a Cinderella stick with me or something.
Yep.
And I remember a couple of times. One time, which I forgave you for it. One time I was at ringside. Minded my own business for Magic. all of a sudden you come up from out of the underneath the ring and you hit me, and I went down like a ton of bricks. I was like, what
yeah,
the
well,
hell is this
John
going
Rome
on
back
here?
In those days was just I didn't give a damn about anything.
No,
and I'm
you
just
didn't
be
care
a free
about
spirit. It was a really that was a really unique time of John Rome 2012. I didn't want see long story short, I was Magic's first UWA Elite opponent. And
yeah.
I'm like, who the hell is this over like 40-year-old, 50-year-old man want to wrestle? Like, what's he doing here? And I didn't know anything about Magic. Once I wrestled him and I found out like his background, like wow, and he was very he didn't call any of the match. I called the whole match. He didn't want he's like, no bro, this is your company. You've been here for longer. You tell me what you want me to do. I'm like, who? Like, what? And I'm like, okay. So we did a solid match. He nailed it. And then the funny story about Brandon the Bull. I got to tell you a quick one about him.
Yeah,
Brandon
you can
the Bull.
Talk. Yeah, go ahead. You can tell all the stories you want, John.
You're
good.
Brandon the Bull. Oh, boy. I love that man to death. I'll take a bullet for him. Like, there's wrestling acquaintances, and then there's wrestling brothers that you have. Brandon the Bull is one of those brothers for me, no matter what happens. Because what happened was, at one time in UWA, there was nothing going on for Brandon the Bull and John Rome. So let's just throw them together. And here I was, a fairy princess thing, and Brandon the Bull, big, you know, young teenager, 300-some pounds.
And you used to ride him on his back.
I used to ride him, yeah. And so what we did was, and we're like, all right, let's make the best of it. I hated Brandon because he was a big joker in the ring. He didn't take his match seriously.
Yeah.
He came out
to Miley
Cyrus music. So I couldn't stand him because that's a big word. I had no respect for him because he was a big goof in and out of the ring. He's a kid. So I know when I was a kid, I was very just like listening to everybody. He wasn't listening. He was just doing his own thing. And then we had a few matches. And then we had a feud. He was a champion at the time, and I was a champion as well. And then it just got bigger. Like, wow, we've been putting on solid five-star matches left and right after we broke up. And then because for the first, first 10 years of my wrestling career, I was a heel the whole time. And then once my 11th year happened, I said to Dave, I'm like, Dave, I really should be face. I want to give it a shot. Huge, huge hit. It was wonderful. And this is where the candy and the Pokemon cards came about. And during that time,
I want to talk about that too. But, you know, that's got to come down the line because I always say that about you being the Pokemon master. I mean, when I see you come out with those Pokemon cards, they fly through the
always.
Air. The kids go berserk.
I have so many.
The kids go berserk.
Oh,
but
yeah. That's what it comes down to is the kids. That's what
it always comes down to.
You got to remember it's about the fans and the kids.
Right. But also you got to remember, too, it's about the companies and it's about the respect.
Yes.
I mean, UWA Elite, when we got there, it was 2012. I had a couple of UWA wrestlers on. I had Hedges on, who I really like and respect him. I had Corey Dillinger, who's going places.
Yes.
Of course, I had Magic on all the time, you know. Magic and I we actually did an interview together. We interviewed Brian Pillman Jr., who's unbelievable talent.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah, I got to interview him on the thing. But going back, so continue with your story. I tell you, one of the proudest moments. I was going to tell you the proudest moments of my life was when I got to see you and Brandon the Bull as the Unstoppables.
Yeah,
you beat
that was a great time.
You beat the Rogues for the belts, and I was there that night. I was going crazy when you guys won. I felt that I was managing you that night, even though I never got to manage you, which I always wanted to manage you because I always said to myself, you know, I think I would do a good job with those guys. But you know, I mean, Jay Wise worked out good for you. Yeah, but Jay Wise worked out good for you. But I always felt, man, if those And it's true, and I'm not just kissing your ass because I don't do that. But I always wanted to manage you, John, because to me, you're a stand-up guy. But when you guys won that match that night, it felt like you won for me,
yeah.
And I was happy about it.
Because they held the record for the longest tag team title reign. And I see in my head, I'm thinking, we're not going to win this. We're just like the filler-in tag team. And then we actually beat them, and I'm like, holy shit. And I'll take this to my grave. I will always say, the top safest wrestlers that I would I will wrestle a 3-hour Ironman match with them any day of the week. Arcadia, Jeremiah, Brand the Bull, Brandon Kirk, and Jeff Cannonball. I will go hours on them. I have wrestled some crazy, especially Cannonball and Brandon Kirk. Rose. I have faced some ladder matches, chair matches, just hardcore matches. The safest matches I've ever been in is because of them. I never got injured in any of those matches with my brother or Brand the Bull or Arcadia. They understand what this business is about, and we're all family at the end of the day, and how safe I was. And I never understood how safe I was wrestling these men week in and week out. And I always owe that to them. I always say that. I put a Facebook post like a year ago out about that. I take it to my grave. Now that I'm all done with wrestling, that's what it comes down to.
Well,
how safe you are as a partner.
Well, you're right. You got to be a safe worker, and
they know exactly what they're doing. So
just like Magic. I was gonna say Magic is one of the safest wrestlers.
Oh my God, man! Yeah, of course.
Magic never ever went out of his way to hurt somebody.
No. But it was an honor winning the tag team belts because it actually meant something, and we actually had a tag team. My big thing is if you're a tag team, you got to have a name. You can't be
exactly
John Roman, Brand the Bull. You got to be a tag team. A tag team has matching gear and a tag team name. So we were the Unstoppables, genius, and we had matching gear. That's a tag team.
Yeah,
that's how you
and
make
that, right. I mean,
and you
also,
be legit friends. Legit
right,
friends. Don't be
right,
you and you are together, and you don't talk. I talked to Brand the Bull. Brand the Bull was at my wedding, for God's sakes. And Brand the Bull's going to be at my gender reveal party.
Congratulations on your wedding and everything.
Oh my God! Thank you.
You have an amazing woman. Which I was actually talking.
She is amazing.
I was actually talking to somebody, and I was telling him that I was going to have you on the show. And I was making a joke. I said, him and I, we have like this kind of bromance. And she said, "Does Angel know?" And I said, "I don't know if she knows, but I'm not trying to steal John Rome." But you know what? We always had this good chemistry.
No, we don't. No,
we
can talk to you for
we'd
hours.
Be getting ready for the matches.
Good.
I'm taken. I'm a Magic is my man,
Oh, you can take Magic. I love Magic. I mean, Magic's mine too. I love Magic too. Everybody loves my brother loves Magic. Like Magic was at my brother's wedding, for God's sake. Like think about that.
Wasn't. Yeah, isn't that funny? Everybody gets invited to everybody's wedding and not me. They don't want the fat guy. They don't want I was going to say, they don't want the, fat boy in training anymore.
I'll gladly invite you to my gender reveal party. Here's the thing. I want to talk about
By the way, we're going to get into all that because I want to talk about what's going on in the Rome family.
The Rome world?
Bro, before we do that, though, I mean, we got to talk about some of the history. And I want you to give my listeners... for Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, I want you to give them some history about. So you've been wrestling for the UWA for how many years?
Oh my God, I started in UWA in 2005, and that was over a Subway restaurant lunch happening. Dave and I went out to lunch because we were getting ready for a ECPW show, and Dave said to me, we went out for Subway, he's like, I want you to be part of my company. I'm like, I don't know, Dave. I didn't drive at the time. I'm like, I don't know, And it was down in Sayreville. I'm like, I don't know, Dave. That's really a hike for me. And lo and behold, here we are. And it was a crazy, because I didn't drive, so I had to find some way to get down there. It was every Sunday they did a show. I'm like, I'm gonna get down there every damn weekend. So it worked out. Like, here I am. I have so much respect for Dave Swan and what he's done to wrestling for me and my family. Very understanding, just listens to the creative side of me because my creative brain is really weird when it comes to like my wrestling gear. Like I wear sports bras because our show is PG. I don't want to expose my breasts to the children, like stupid shit like that. And Dave was like, I like that idea. That's good. Go do that. Or the YouTube and all this other, all these weird stuff that I go through. Dave gets it. He likes it.
You got the good Dave Swan. You have the, you have the Dave Swan that you guys know. I got the Dave Swan like, hey Dave, so when are you bringing me back? No, we'll talk about it, buddy. I was gonna say one second too. I'd say to him, when are you coming on my podcast? Okay, nothing. Colin, and I'm not bad mouthing him. I'm just saying, you got the good Dave Swan. Dave Swan's not a bad person, but, you know, again, I guess I wasn't what he was looking for, I guess, which is fine. But, you know, let me know what's going on, you know. But, you know, I will go to Dave's shows. I respect Dave. I talk to him. I have no problem with it, but I'm just, as a joke, I'm like, wow. You know, stuff like that.
That's not
it's
my part
weird.
Of the field over here.
No, I know,
so,
I know.
I mean,
listen,
I can't, literally, mm-hmm. he's one of those bullet guys I'll tell you about. Take a bullet mm-hmm. from any day of the week, what he's done for me. Hell, he put me in the Hall of Fame, for God's sake.
Well, I'm not bad-mouthing him. I'm just telling you my story. I mean, I go up to him, hey, Dave, how are you doing, whatever. I remember the night that the Rogues came out. And they dumped potato chips on my head. And I'm like, Dave, I didn't do anything. They came over to me and dumped potato chips on my head. These rogues were out. They were out of control.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Until the Unstoppables stopped them. But, you know, I remember I'm like, I'm taking some time off. I have some personal issues. And Magic called me. He's like, yo, they want this kid, Jay Wise. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got a message from Jay Wise on 4th of July one year, and he says, hi, Mike, is it all right if I manage Magic? And I'm like, okay. You know, and then Magic's like, oh, yeah, I want you to teach him how to be like you. And I'm like, Magic, you can't duplicate. You know, there's only one me. I can't teach him. You know, it's got to come within him, you know. I mean, but the guy, Jay Wise, is a great guy. I love Jay Wise. I have a good relationship with him. And I have a good relationship with the boys. You know, I come to UWA Elite. I chunk out my money. I'll sit there and I'll pay for events. I don't have a problem. But one thing I want to tell you about UWA Elite, I want everybody to know that UWA Elite has a network. And I want you guys to go on the network. Because I subscribe to the network. I am a subscriber. So, and you can see all the big events from like 2011 and on. And it's awesome. You could see when you won the titles and stuff. You could see a lot of John Rome on these
events. I'm on there all the time, yeah.
You know, so I love UWA Lee. And I don't know if you're on Facebook. You see I plug a lot of their stuff. I'm always plugging. You know, I have no problem plugging for them, plugging for all the organizations that I've worked for in the past. But I have a great respect for Dave Swan. His product is amazing. His announcers are amazing. Colin West is amazing. And he's a nice guy. You know, they're all nice guys over there. And I never had a problem, just like with the wrestlers. I mean, I see. I got a message. All right. So, John, you want to do this next week, you think?
I would be honored, my friend. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. I'm actually not home.
No.
I,
all right, no problem.
You know, it's – but, no, that's another question. That's another one.
All right, so this Saturday –
it was like another 2 minutes then, or three minutes or something like that.
All right, so this Saturday night, I want everybody to know that John Rome is going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, God.
But I –
You just
saying
that gets me choked up. Oh, my God.
But I'm going to say something that I normally don't say. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. You there?
Oh, there you are, Mike. I lost you there for a second, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm like, I'm sitting here like, okay, because I heard you say something.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't hear anything. I'm sorry.
I know. You got all choked up. Well, I'm going to tell you something that I normally don't say. You know, my time lately is very limited, and maybe once or two a month I get to go to the wrestling shows. This Saturday night, I'm going to be in attendance. I'm going to buy my ticket. I will buy my ticket. I don't care. Buy my ticket.
I will give you a discount price, my friend.
No,
I don't want the discount.
Listen, I don't want the discount. I want to come, and I want to sit there, and I want to watch you go in the Hall of Fame. And it would be my honor and pleasure to see not only, of course, not only you and all the great wrestlers, because there's going to be some great matches. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm looking forward to seeing the Turmoil match that they put Magic in with all those great names like Chris Volta, and Corey Dillinger, Magic, Hedges.
I love Dillinger.
How about Cypress and Mike Dell and Michael Massacre and Clay Sawyer, which I know them all. You know, that's going to be a good match I'm looking for. And I'm looking for, how about Bull Metal Jacket? I can't believe it. The Tech and Bull versus the Protein Pack, who I know very well. They're going to be in there. And then there's Miles Thomas is going to be taking on a boxer.
Yeah.
Really? Anthony Pantanella. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be like Arn Anderson versus Johnny B. Bad.
Ooh, yeah.
You're right.
Back there.
How about Robbie Roller versus Nicholas Kay, who I know, I know both of them, very good talent. Brandon Kirk, I know him, and Sean the Damage McNailis, I know him very well. And also there's going to be a triple threat match. The Stepdads, I kind of know them, but don't. I see they're going to be taking on the Forbidden Jungle and the Severed. So those are the, and then of course there's another match, right? John Bowes is in a match, I see too.
Old John Bowes, yeah.
Versus Joey Adams. John Bowes is the UWA Elite Champion. He's very well deserved. You know, another thing, I messaged him when he won the belt because I know John Bowes for years. So I definitely know John Bowes, and I respect John. I respect all of the UWA Elite wrestlers. They're all great guys. You know, every time I see them, they're always yelling, screaming for me, and they go crazy when they see me. So I respect them, and, you know. But, man, so your big news, you brought up earlier about the gender reveal. You're going to have a baby.
I'm having a baby, yeah. I got married November of 2000. Oh, God, where are we now? 19? So I got married in 2007. And then I retired the same month when I got married. I was married the 2 weeks before, went on a honeymoon, came back for UWA. I lost the retirement match. And then here we are, you know, 2019. And, yeah, I would be a dad. So
Now who retired you, your brother?
My brother did, yes.
And call it? And what event was that?
It was Last Breath, 2017.
Okay, so everybody at home,
beautiful match.
I definitely suggest you go to UWA Elite Network and get it, or either that or go from UWA Elite website and then you can get it because it's important. I mean, you know, this is what you want. This is what the fans, you know, the fans every. Whenever you guys have the events on Saturdays, they have them. They're packed in. So you retired back then. So now, do you still go to the shows even though you're not booked?
Absolutely. I support all the boys there. Of course, I most of the time I'm hosting the event. So I'm still part of the show, which I love. And I host the award dinner. And that's how I found out the awards assembly. And that's how I found out I was going to be inducted. Because
we have one more show,
everybody. And then it was me.
Yeah. The award ceremony is a big deal. I've been to one of them, and it's a big deal for the UWA Elite wrestlers and the fans. I know a lot of the fans go, and Dave Swann and I know Colin West, and you know. But another guy that's done a lot for UWA Elite is Corvus, and Corvus is one of the nicest guys. I've had Corvus on a show one time, one of my old shows, and he's one of the nicest guys. You know, when you don't have to deal with them in the ring, he's one of the nicest guys. But when Corvus, you know, I know Corvus because I was Magic's manager when Magic was the BWO U.S. title champion. He got to face Corvus, and I tell you that match was a great match, and of course Magic kept the title. But, you know, Corvus Fear is always one of our good friends.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no. He one of the best workers of all time in my eyes. Safe in the ring. Understands the business. Helps other men in the company. He knows what he's doing. And that's why he's
definitely
last year's UWA Elite Hall of Famer. Well deserved.
Well, yeah. And he deserved it. Next week, well, you know what? Next week when I have you on the show,
oh my God,
we'll be able to talk. Yeah, right. Well, we'll be able to talk about what do you call about the show on Saturday. Now I'm definitely gonna promise I'm gonna be there. Let's hope everything goes well for me. But I definitely know I will be there, and I can't wait. And I can't wait to see all the boys.
I can't wait to shake
your hand. And this is your moment, bro. I thank you. I applaud you for coming on the show. Next week, John, we'll get you back on, bro.
Oh, my God, we've got 4 hours next week.
Now, I can't wait because, this way it's going to be fun. But next week, 8:15, if you want again, hopefully,
Absolutely.
No technical difficulties. John, the superstar, Rome. Hey, bro, it's an honor. And say hello to your wife for me and everybody at home.
I will, absolutely.
And, man, I can't wait to see you, bro, Saturday night. Listen, everybody, make sure you show up at the show Saturday night. I'll plug it after you go, bro. All right? Take care, man. Thank you.
All right, you too, Mike. I'll talk to you next week.
You got Bye-bye. It, brother. You got it. Bye-bye. Ah, man, the superstar John Rome. What an honor it was to have him on the show. He's going to come back next week. We're going to do a part two. So I hope everybody out there listens to this one. Man, so like I said, guys, all you have to do is head on over to www.uwaelite.com and make sure you check out John, Rome, and everybody and check them out. This Saturday night, they're going to be doing Setting the Standard. The doors open at 6 o'clock, bell time, 6:30, live from Holy Trinity Church, 90 Leonard Avenue, South River, New Jersey. For more information, like I said, visit www.uwaelite.com. That's all you have to do. Bose versus Joey Adams. It's going to be amazing. Joey Adams, I definitely know Joey for a long time, and I know all these guys, but, man, and, checking them out, man. But 718-508-9883 is the number. Thanks for John Rome for calling tonight. I'm so happy he called. Man, how good was that? But 718-508-9883 is the number. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to sort this all out, and we're going to talk about some other things coming on. Hopefully, we'll hear from you. Also, I want to talk about the road to WrestleMania goes through Fastlane this Sunday night. Don't you dare miss it. Pro Wrestling Now and more with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 117.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Taylor Gym Radio, and I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction, hashtag end the stigma, hashtag love the addict, hashtag you are loved, hashtag you need something.
When the rain is blowing in your face, and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode 117. And I was going to say let's continue our conversation. So the road to WrestleMania runs this Sunday night, and it's a Elimination Chamber, and it's going to be really good. As we know, the first Elimination Chamber match was 2002 at Madison Square Garden. I was there for that in my seat, and it was amazing. And it's also presented by Fighting With My Family, the movie about Paige's life. So if you don't know Paige is, damn, you need to check it out. But this Sunday night is the pay-per-view. I'm going to run down the matches and give you who I think is going to win. Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin, a no disqualification match. I think Baron Corbin wins. I think he's going to cheat and he's going to win. Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott. I think Ronda's going to win. Bobby Lashley, Intercontinental Champion Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush versus Finn Balor in a handicap match. I think Balor's got this. WWE Cruiserweight Champion Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa. I think Tozawa wins. SmackDown Champions, I think The Miz and Shane McMahon. I think they lose to the Usos, and I think they unravel. The Elimination Chamber match to crown the first ever women's champions. It's gonna be amazing. That match is gonna be great because the women are gonna be in the first time they're gonna be wrestling in the chamber. That's crazy. So for you know, so that's going to be great. But how about but who's going to win those? You know, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Nia Jax, Tamina. I think Nia Jax and Tamina win. Carmella, Naomi, Bayley and Sasha, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. I think Nia Jax and Tamina win. So that's what I think. But 718-508-9883 is the number. If you guys want to call in tonight and talk to me and give me your opinion on that, on Elimination Chamber. So, I mean, that's a big deal right there. Yeah, that's huge, huge deal right there. So so that's going to be awesome. The women's for the first time, it's going to be great. So those are the matches that I think. I think Leo wins. I think he finds a way to beat Lashley and Leo Rush, who are so talented. And I think Strowman loses. I think a lot of stuff is going to happen. So you never know with wrestling, but that's my predictions. That's what I predict. But 718-508-9883 is the number. If you want to talk to me tonight, Magic Mike Ferrara, all you have to do is call and you get on and we'll talk wrestling and stuff like that. Also, the wrestling world is saddened by the biggest, by a death, of course. By the passing of WWE Hall of Famer Pedro Morales. Just an awful thing to have happen. You know, the news broke yesterday about Pedro Morales. And I had a little show today. It was called Magic Mike Live. It was about 12:30. It lasted a couple of minutes, maybe 20. And I'll read you what I read today. WWE is saddened to learn WWE Hall of Famer Pedro Morales has passed away. A native of Calabria Island, Puerto Rico, Morales moved to New York in his youth and debuted in the ring in 1959 at age 17. After establishing his reputation as a fiery competitor in the WWE on the East Coast, Morales traveled west to territories in Texas and California, where he competed for much of the 1960s in California. He battled the Destroyer in a famous rivalry and formed by popular tag team with Pepper Gomez. Morales returned to WWE in the 1970s. In less than a year, he captured the WWE Championship from Ivan Koloff inside Madison Square Garden. During his nearly 3 years on top, Morales developed a passionate following in the Northeast, particularly among the New York City's growing Hispanic population. More than 22,000 fans turned out to Shea Stadium in 1972 to watch him battle close friend and former champion Bruno Sammartino in the first inaugural showdown at Shea Supercard. After 75 minutes of action, the bout was ruled a draw according to the State Athletic Commission's strict 11 o'clock curfew. He held the WWE title for a staggering 1,027 days before losing it to Stan the Man Stasiak in December of 1973. Morales put his name in the record books again in 1980 when he won the tag team titles with Bob Backlund and then the Intercontinental Champion to become the first Triple Crown wrestling in the history of WWE. Morales hung up his boots in 1987, but continued on his ambassador for sports entertainment. He later became a commentator for both WCW and WWE Spanish announced teams in 1995. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame. WWE extends its condolences to Morales' family and friends and fans. Pedro Morales was definitely a good wrestler. When I saw Pedro Morales, he had been wrestling Macho Man Randy Savage because Randy was the Intercontinental Champion at that time. In Randy Savage wrestled with him in 1986. So, and also Pedro Morales had some good matches against Greg the Hammer Valentine in 1982, the Honky Tonk Man, just to name a few. But and also he was a WWF U.S. champion at one time too. They had a U.S. belt. He beat Freddie Blassie for that. Yeah, it was January 22nd, 1983, Morocco. Oh, wait. Also, Pedro Morales, he is a two-time WWF Intercontinental Champion. He beat Ken Patera in 1980 and Don Morocco in 1981. And you know, so he held titles, and of course, he was a WWF World Heavyweight Champion in 1971 to 73 when he defeated Ivan Koloff, which, you know, may he rest in peace, Ivan Koloff, a WWE, former champion and everything. Ivan Koloff was a Russian and he was nasty. And, you know, in them days, you know, you ought to be careful. And they put Pedro in the spotlight and he shined. Pedro Morales was loved by everybody. My mother spoke highly of him. My great-grandfather used to watch him wrestle. So I guess that's how the wrestling connection started. So 718-508-9883 if anybody wants to call in and talk wrestling or sports or anything. But yeah, so we were sticking with wrestling, so that's one. And then we're also sad to about the Wild Man, Salvatore Bellomo, just a terrible passing. Yeah, he went by the name of Wild Man Bellomo or Crazy Bellomo. He worked for the WWF from 1983 to 1987. He wrestled with guys like Johnny Rods, Tony Colon, Butcher Bichon, Bob Backlund, and stuff like that. And then he also went into the very first Eastern Championship Wrestling, which turned into ECW. And on February 9th, 2009, it was found out that he died from cancer. He was only 67. So a big fuck you to cancer. And cancer's taken a lot of people. So 718-508-9883 is the number. And tonight started out rocky, but it's a good feeling. Also, guys, I also want to mention too, Saturday night, I want to also tell everybody to get their tickets to see Pro Wrestling Magic. Occasionally, I'll have Pro Wrestling Magic guys come on and stuff like that, which I definitely want to do again and have them on. But I got to talk about them as well. They have a show coming on. And they have a show coming on this Saturday night, and I'm going to tell you about it right now. It's called The Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and it's gonna be a great time, and I want everybody to go out there and get your tickets now. Just go to Pro Wrestling Magic. And if you want your tickets, well, go to the Facebook page, but go to Pro Wrestling Magic and call The Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And some of the matches are a famous stick wrestler, Joey Ryan, returns to Pro Wrestling Magic Kingdom. Pro Wrestling Magic Championship match, Dan Moff, the champion, versus Pat Buck versus Mario Baraka. That's a match that got announced. So, but all you have to do, guys, if you want tickets too, just make sure you go over to the Knights of Columbus, 106 Bergen Avenue, Richfield Park, New Jersey, 07660. But 718-508-9883 is the number if you want to call tonight and let's talk wrestling or sports or whatever you got on your mind. We could do that. We're definitely going to be talking about. And on this show, John Rome was talking about how I go back to the old school. Listen, you know, John Rome was talking about Monday Night Raw, you know, I mean, when he was watching it when he was a kid. You know, I was in high school when Raw was there, but I was also at a house show out in Long Island for WWF, and I remember it was December, and I remember them passing flyers around so we could watch this new show called Monday Night Raw, and the concept of Monday Night Raw was amazing, you know, but I'm just saying, though, but stuff like that. So all you guys have to do is make sure you check out the network. Go on the network and type in Monday Night Raw. Watch all the Monday Night Raws. You know, do history. You know, a lot of wrestlers today, you know, they do history on stuff. But if you guys want to, that's what I was going to say. You guys could do the history yourself just to get the network. You know, just like Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. We have a lot of great shows for you guys. All you have to do is go over to www.totallydriventv, and you could check out some of the shows like Magic Mike Live or Shuffling with McNulty featuring a director or the Mojo Sports Show, number 115. And Mojo's on Saturday mornings. Mr. Mojo, the Mojo Sports Show, of course, is on Saturday mornings. But, you know, so check them out. Also, check out the guys that started all Totally Driven Radio. You got Bay Ragney, Nick Wilkinson, and sometimes Jannetty. So you never know when Jannetty's going to call, but he does call the show, and he adds a lot to it. So that's where I'm coming from. But anyway, if you guys want to talk to me, Magic Mike Ferrara, 718-508-9883 is the number. We got a big one for you. Big. We got one for you. So the phone lines are open. 718-508-9883 is the number to call. So do that now. Maybe we'll do some news too. We Wrestling, in like 4 minutes. Congrats to them. Also, congratulations to Sonny Kiss, a good friend of the show, and he's going to be wrestling now for them, and I'm so happy for him. And Nyla Rose, too. Very happy for Nyla Rose. 718-508-9883. So congratulations to them. World reacts to Paige Morales' past. The wrestling world is into the over the first ever. Brothers, some of Pedro Morales passed on to the WWE Hall of Fame for Bret Hart. Truly to the top. We met Bret Hart at the Cauliflower Alley Club, and we asked Brett what's the best advice he can give us to succeed the business. And Brett gave us some advice Pedro Morales had given him early on in his career. I'm going to tell you what Pedro Morales told me when I got to the WWE. True. The Iron Sheik gave Pedro Morales praise as one of the best ever and described Morales as an excellent human being. One of the best workers, the Pedro Morales, excellent worker, excellent babyface, excellent businessman, excellent human, my brother. Rest in peace, my brother. And that goes without saying with the Iron Sheik. You know, if he loves you, he loves you. If he doesn't, so. Apparently, you know, Pedro didn't him off because, you know, everybody knows the history with the Iron Sheik. He just flies off the handle, and that's the end of Iron Sheik. So, if you guys 718-508-9883 number. So, you guys want to show 718-508-9883 number.
It's 2018, and if you're not listening to Totally Driven Radio,
you have failed this city.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Totally Driven Radio, and I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings, or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative. Hashtag Brown and White. To end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma. Hashtag love the addict. Hashtag you are loved. Hey everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Totally Driven Radio. And I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings,
or to TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Lee Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma, hashtag love the addict, hashtag you are loved, hashtag you need something.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Okay, guys, I still don't know what's going on. So if you can hear me, 718-508-9883 is the number. I can't hear what's going on, so I don't. Okay, I'm back. Apparently, things are fixed again. So, 718-508-9883 is the number. If you want to talk to me, I have technical difficulties all night. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, 718-508-9883 is the number. So I hope you guys are having a great Wednesday night, and I hope everything is going well. So things seem like they're back to normal. I don't know what happened. I don't know why this is happening. Hopefully next week I'll be able to fix this. But anyway, 718-889883 is the number. If you want to listen to the show and call in, that's the only way you could do this. So, so as I was saying earlier, we were talking about, I was saying about the Iron Sheik and how much, if you, he's not going to say anything, but, yeah, so that's what's going on there. That was going on there. So, and that's the last thing that we talked about before, all the technical issues and stuff. But you know what, folks? 718-508-9883 is the number. If you're out there and you want to talk wrestling with me, call me out and let's talk wrestling. Let's talk Pedro Morales. Whatever you guys want to talk about, sports, let's do it. 508-9883. Sports. We got some more stuff happen today. In the form of football. In the form of football. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened. And we're going to get to that. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened. A happened, and we're going to get to that.
Yeah, we're definitely having technical issues. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to fix it right now. I don't know whether to end the show. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I think we fixed it. I got the issues taken care of. No? No, I don't know what's going on. No, we're gonna have to end the show, guys. I'm so sorry. Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara. Hopefully, we'll be back next week. I don't know what the deal is. You know what? Yeah, I was going to say, I really don't want to end the show until I can fix these technical difficulties. Yeah, but I don't know what happened tonight, but 718-508-983 is the number. There's a lot of I don't know what it is. I tried to reconnect. I don't know what happened tonight, but 718-508-983 is the number. There's a lot of it just doesn't sound right. I'm trying to fix it, and then I'll come back.
Hey, everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Tillygen Radio, and I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction, hashtag End the Stigma, hashtag Love the Addict, hashtag you are loved, hashtag you need something.
When the rain is blowing in your face, and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Tillagen Radio. And I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative. Hashtag Brown and White. To end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma. Hashtag love the addict. Hashtag you are loved. Hashtag you need something.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eye, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile.
To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities.
Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromhomes.
Hello? There you go. So this is a Personal Now and More with Magic Marara, episode number 117. I'm glad to hear that we're back, and it sounds like everything is going good. I still hear the crackle.
Hey everybody, this is Bay Ragney of Tillage and Radio, and I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction, hashtag end the stigma, hashtag love the addict, hashtag you are loved, hashtag you need someone.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving mankind, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile.
To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromhomes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a... Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a...
Hello, everybody. We're back. Pro Wrestling Now. And more with Magic Mike Ferrara. And we've been having a lot of difficulties tonight. And it's very hard to work with all these difficulties. But I got it fixed, so 718-508-9883. I apologize to everybody. I don't know what happened tonight, but I think I got the show fixed. No, it doesn't sound right. All right, guys, forget. Forget the show. I'm going to have to scrap it tonight. I'm sorry. Next week, hopefully, I'll be able to come back, and I'll fix everything, and the show will be better. 718-508-9883. Next week, guys. I'm sorry. 9883. Next week, guys. It seems that it's working now. All right, so let's just keep with the show. 718-508-988 number. I forget it. We're just going to scrap it. Guys, thank you, and this is Pro Wrestling Now and more. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.